Well, my question is, I've just become a new Christian, and all this stuff is happening to me, I guess, between my family and friends, turmoil, and like a bunch of stuff is getting thrown at me. So I'm wondering, is this normal?
Yes, cheer up, it's normal. let me give you some Bible examples. The best illustration of salvation is when God saved the children of Israel from Egypt to take them to the Promised Land. God wants to save you and me from the slavery of the devil and take us to heaven, the Promised Land. As soon as Moses came to liberate the children of Israel, the Pharaoh tightened his grip. For one thing, he said, oh, you're thinking too much about freedom, and he made them make bricks without straw. And then they had all these plagues. And the more they tried to escape, it's like those old Chinese finger torches. You put your fingers in, you can't get them out. The more you pull it out, tighter it gets, like a dog choke chain, they call it. And that's how the devil is. When he sees we're escaping, it terrifies him, and he tries to discourage us from following Christ. But the Bible tells us if you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. The same way the children of Israel, as soon as they tried to cross the Red Sea, Pharaoh chased after them. When the devil sees that you're coming near him, the devil, he tries to keep his captives. But Jesus is going to part the sea for you. He will move the mountains, whatever he needs to do. Just don't get discouraged and keep going forward, okay?
Amen.
It'll get better. Okay. It's temporary. Even Jesus was tempted, but eventually the devil, he rebuked the devil and he left. And so you pray, and there's a lot of people out there. Matter of fact, we'll pray with you right now, Melissa, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be all right?
Yes, sir.
Father in heaven, we would just like to direct our prayers to Melissa and others like her, who are doing their best to follow Christ and have just come under attack with a series of problems and struggles and conflicts. And I just pray that you'll part the clouds, help them to see the sunshine, part the sea, and help them to get over and begin their journey to the Promised Land. Hold back the devil and hedge the enemy in. And I pray that you'll give them encouragement in place of discouragement. Mm-hmm. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Don't lose heart, Melissa.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.